Welcome to Growing Hope, where we come together to share stories, ideas, and experiences of hope that make room to grow up hearts open to pursue the extraordinary. Live from the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains, the show that shines hope on all situations, proving that even a little light will make the darkness run. And now, here's your host, Catherine Lang.
Hello, and thank you for joining me today for Growing Hope. I look forward to this time with you, because sharing with you grows up encouragement for my own journey. Together, we are bolder. Together, we make a difference. Together, we are stronger. With the strength that we can grow up together, we can dare to step out into each of our unique possibilities. Now, if you're a frequent listener to Growing Hope, you're going to notice a few changes happening. I am pushing further in and further up in this journey, and reformatting the broadcast is part of that pushing. I love sharing stories with you. I love sharing my stories with you, but more importantly, I love hearing your stories and sharing your stories of hope and possibility with others. So I'm expanding that opportunity in the show to share those stories of hope and possibility, and chatting with guests throughout each show. In just a few minutes, I'm going to be talking with Robin Luftig, who faced a diagnosis of a brain tumor and was told that she had 10 days to get things in order before the doctors were going to have to perform brain surgery, because they didn't know what was going to happen during the surgery or even after the surgery. And she shares with me and has shared with me how the brain tumor pushed her to slow down. And in slowing down, she was able to pursue a more personal relationship with God and focus on that relationship with God. But before I get to my chat with Robin, I want to send out a great, big, huge thank you to Mara Burks. She is my together moment recently. She is the together that made me stronger recently. My two older sons were passengers in a car accident last year. Because of the way the law works in Alabama, the insurance is dragging their heels. I can't even begin to explain to you the frustration that is involved with trying to get the insurance that duly should be paying to pay for what they should duly be paying for. So I did something I never thought I would do. I did something I didn't even do when the tornadoes hit us in 2011 and I had to deal with the State Farm lawyers who, by the way, or the State Farm adjusters who, by the way, were great. See, I went to see a lawyer. The other day, the lawyer called me and told me talked to me about the status of the claim. And it wasn't good news. Is it ever? And the more he talked, the worse I felt. And I confess, the angrier I got. One of the main reasons I even went and spoke to a lawyer in the first place was to avoid the frustration that I had encountered because of what the insurance company was doing. And that backfired on me like gangbusters. I stomped around the house. I made some phone calls of my own. I did some more work to try to get this thing settled. And then I started letting my frustrations out on my friend. But she listened. She let me rant. And then she shared a very simple thought that brought it all back into alignment for me. Well, the Father is in control of everything. So lean into Him and ask for Him to handle it. You know He's got your back. Yes, I know this. But it took her sharing with me in that moment to remember, which is why we're stronger together. God doesn't want us to be out there on our own. God doesn't want us to trying to figure it out by our own devices. God's got this. God's got me. And He put you here and me here to help encourage each other to get to where we need to be. Sometimes it is only through the gentle reminder of the people around us, of the others, that allows me to get to that place of peace. Thank you, Mara. Thank you for being with me that day. Thank you for being a part of my together for that moment. And thank you for helping me find my way to be stronger. We are stronger when we walk together. And it is in this togetherness that we really can grow up our relationship with God together. And that's what I'm going to be talking to you about today. Daring to grow closer to God. He does pursue you. Maybe it's in big ways, maybe it's in small ways, but he does pursue his children and draws them to him. I had the chance to talk with Robin Luftig recently, and she shared her experience with God's pursuit of her. Now, I met Robin through the Writers Chat group that meets online every Tuesday, but it was only when we began to talk that I was exposed to her powerful testimony. She was diagnosed with a brain tumor and told that she needed to get her life together because when they operated, she might or might not make it through and she might or might not be the same person. But I'm going to let Robin tell you more about what it meant to her and how she came through it. I was looking over your story, and that is incredible. Because, you know, I don't know if you've caught on yet or not, but I'm a little bit about hope. And
a little bit about hope.
And it's so amazing to me that there are people out there that don't have hope.
They just don't. I mean, they do, but they don't. It's there for them. They just don't know how to grasp it.
Exactly. Because it's available to all of us. It's just like faith. Faith is available to all of us. Grace is available to all of us. And that hope is available to all of us, but they don't see it. And I want them to see it. And I was listening, I was reading that story, and I was thinking how here was someone that had no hope. And this was in a Christian community, which is what's really sad.
I had no hope. I was told I had no hope. Over and over and over again. But it didn't matter. You know, you can say things as much as you want, but if God's covering you or has a plan for your life, doesn't matter what other people say. And He will go to the ends of the earth to find you. That's what has been so remarkable for me over the last few years, that I have been able to see him track me down. He was after me, and he had a purpose. And because of that, I can't not speak of his goodness. I can't. That's just not in me. I have to share it.
Well, I think part of the reason people struggle with hope, and this is just my personal opinion, and I have a lot of them, is that they misdefine hope. It's kind of like the doctors were telling you you had no hope, or the people around you were telling you you had no hope, but they don't understand what hope actually is. Or who it is.
That's wonderful. Sure. I think that's wonderful. It's who you set your eyes on. I can remember after the diagnosis with my brain tumor, I was given 10 days to live. And I had a pastor friend of mine call me and just wring his hands over the phone. Oh, Robin, I'm so sorry. What's happening to you? I'm so sorry. And I said, I'm okay. And he paused. And he said, but I'm so sorry. I said, you don't hear me. I'm okay. I know who holds my future. And I know who holds my next 8 days or my next 7 days. Because quite honestly, none of us know what is beyond today. One of my favorite sayings is, I thank God for giving me the ability to get up and put on my shoes in the morning, because we don't know who's going to take them off at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So, and I live that every day. I wake up in the morning and I thank God for the opportunity to see one more day, because I don't know if he's going to give me the grace to see the end of it, but I'll take the beginning.
If people are interested in your ministry, how can they get in touch with you?
Well, I'm online. It's robinluftig.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter at Robin Luftig.
Who would you say needs to get in touch with you?
I talk with event planners, and I talk to sad women. So if there is a woman that wants to talk to me, that would be fine. If there is an event planner that wants to talk to me, that would be fine.
I love the "you talk to sad women." That touched my heart. It warmed me, because we don't think about that. We you know, a lot of people that are working in ministry are thinking about, I'm going to grow you, I'm going to help you, I'm going to feed you, and you're just being a comfort.
Guy, yes, I'm a onesie twosie kind of gal. you know, some people do great. Thousands of people in a ministry, and maybe I will too. I don't know, but I'm okay with onesie twosies.
I like that. Onesie twosies.
Onesie twosies. I remember the first time I spoke, I had a gal come up and talk to me, and she said, was this the first time you ever spoke? And I said, yeah. She said, well, You need to work on it a bit.
Ouch.
Yeah, yeah. But bless her heart. I mean, okay, so I worked on it a bit. It's not about me. That's the thing I need to emphasize. And if I can talk with people that are sad about divorce, sad about suicide, sad about depression, sad about, oh my goodness, medical issues. It's amazing. It almost is. It's almost too strange to be true. But God has walked me through a lot of dark places. I'm working on a book, looking for a publisher as we speak.
What's your book going to be about?
10 Days to Live.
I can't imagine. I just can't. That is beyond my comprehension. That someone actually said to you, you have 10 days to live.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Well, they said you have probably 10 days to 2 weeks before we have to remove that tumor on your brain. And they said if there's anybody you need to speak with, anything you need to do, or anything you want to accomplish before you're done with 10 days, you better do it now. Because we can't guarantee what kind of shape you'll be in if you come through the surgery. You could be catatonic, or you could be perfect, or you could be on the spectrum between the two. And God, in His mercy, has me on the spectrum, you know?
Yeah. The good news is that we do have a loving Father that will go, and again I say unto you.
Mm-hmm.
And He just, like you said, I love the image of Him chasing you down. That is a beautiful and wonderful way of saying it. If one of our, it's like the 99.
Sure.
And He goes after that one, and we are all that one. I wish there was a way we could give Him a pill. You know, it's like, take the red pill or take the blue pill.
And red pill, blue pill.
And help them understand that it's right there. And if they get that hope, if they can just, and it doesn't have to be much, just enough for right now.
Well, that's what we, that's our job.
Robin challenged me. She challenged me to be the catalyst of hope for others. She said that each of us, you and I, are to be the red pill and blue pill, that we're to show the way to hope. I go into more details about Robin and her ministry in the article, Are You Being Chased Down by God? Visit www.catherinelang.com/blog to read more about Robin and also to share your thoughts on being chased down by God. I appreciate Robin taking the time to share, and I hope that her words challenged you as much as they challenged me. That daring to see beyond self and to admit that it's just not all about me. And through that daring, to reach out beyond us into so much more. I loved what Robin had to say when she said, "I'm okay because I know who holds my future." It is so important for each of us to understand who it is that holds our future. No matter what she has been through and no matter what we go through, we know who holds the future. Jeremiah 29:11 puts it this way, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." He knows, and more importantly, he cares. He doesn't pursue us because he wants to force us to do it his way. He pursues us because he has made a better way, and he wants each one of us to live in that blessing. He wants you to dwell in that place of hope and a future. This past weekend, I watched my youngest son and his cousins walking a friend's dog. Everything was going fine until the dog spotted a squirrel. She took off and ran right out of the hands of my son. Now, these boys gave chase. Not because they wanted her to do what they wanted her to do, but because we're by a busy street and they wanted to keep her safe. Too often, I get distracted by squirrels and I run straight out of the safety of my father. I run off in my own direction. Do you ever run off in your own direction? Now, sometimes God will let us go, and God will let us learn in this journey, but sometimes he will chase us down, just like Robin was sharing, just like those boys were chasing down that dog. He chases us down to keep us safe. It is not about forcing us into a box. It is about growing us into all the possibilities that he has for each one of us. God desires for us to live in a place of prosper and peace and hope and a future. God has a plan, and he cares about you fulfilling your unique plan, and he is here with you to guide you into that plan. And that is the challenge for this week. It is to be aware of God's presence, to fill him with you in this journey, to recognize when he is walking along beside you and when he is chasing you down, to take time in the moments throughout each and every day to recognize where God is and to stay close to where God is. Because it is only when we are close to God that we are positioned to live in that place of peace and joy, to live in that place of his plan, that plan of hope and a future. I have to make the choice. We each have to make the choice to draw near to God. Because that's what he wants. That is what he is calling us to that personal relationship with him. And when I draw close to God and I stay under that protective wing of the Father, then I live in his plan of hope and a future. It only makes sense to stay in that place of security under that wing if it weren't for those pesky squirrels. But we can get there. It just may take some reminding. Thank you so much for joining me for Growing Hope. And I look forward to talking with you in the days to come about how you have experienced God's chasing and how Robin's words of being the red pill, blue pill challenged you to be an example of hope. Share with me your stories on social media, or you can connect with me over on the website. Your stories grow hope in me, and in you sharing your stories, they will grow hope in you. Next time we're together, we'll be talking about how God cares for us and how that will look in each of our lives. And I will again be talking some more with Robin Lufton. Until then, keep learning, keep growing, and keep hoping, because you are designed on purpose and for a purpose.
You have been listening to Growing Hope with Catherine Lang. Join Catherine back here to unlock thoughts and ideas for growing up with possibilities and giving wings to the hope for life. Visit Catherine's website, www.catherinelang.com, to learn more about her writing or to sign up to work with her. You can also find Catherine around social media to connect and engage and grow up relationships that will foster this journey of acceptance, hope, and possibility. Until next time, remember that a seed of hope, planted and nurtured, will grow up into a world of possibilities.